For some of us, this week's cold weather is a shock to the system, but there are those among us who welcome it. Andrew Curiata visited Prince George's outdoor ice oval to meet some of them.
Yeah, minus 20 is good. You know, much colder than that, and then valves start freezing and stuff like that. But with the new heated shop we've got, you know, you basically can get organized inside, get everything ready, get efficient. I'm Lyle Dickieson. Yeah, I'm a volunteer here, and I kind of organize the crew a bit, and I speed skate here a bunch as well. Yeah, a lot of the guys here are skaters, and, you know, they like nice ice, and it's like you want good ice, you got to make it. Yeah, sweeping little ice chips off so that when we put down a fresh batch of water, it won't make a bunch of nasty spots.
Well, we're filling the truck from the hydrant. We have a kind of a new system this year that we're experimenting with, and we have to make a few little changes in it probably to streamline it, I suppose. Trevor Nelson, I am volunteering at the ice oval this week. Back the truck into the warming area, or the old skate change area, and then hook the truck up to a 35-foot pipe, and then turn the hydrant on, and then attach the other end of the pipe to the hydrant and start filling the truck from there. Okay, here it comes. 1,500 gallons. Turn a valve on the back of the truck and that spreads the water across the entire width of the oval. So one truckload will go all the way around. We'll do several a day. Yeah, so we do one, wait till it freezes and probably do another one.
Yeah, it's been busy. Yeah, we've put down, I think we did about three big loads of water the first day. We did five the next day, four the next day. We've been using the hoses up to this point, but that takes a lot of guys, so we need about eight guys, and it's hard work. I mean, most of us are all retired guys, right? So, you know, it wears you down after a bit. But so now that works out really well to get the first part of the base, and now it's a good solid base. We can drive the truck on it and not stir up a bunch of mud or dirt, and we can start doing the truck floods. And we've got it down where now most days we can do a flood in about a half an hour to 45 minutes, depending on what we're trying to accomplish. And then you come back in 2 hours and do it all over again. And so it's a lot of repetition, you know, a lot of floods. You can't just fill it like a swimming pool and have it freeze up. That doesn't work. So it's a 16th of an inch of water at a time, times a whole bunch to make 6 inches ice. And right now the beauty is that it's not snowing. So when it snows, it takes us, you know, 2 or 3 hours just to clear the snow before you start doing any flooding. So we're really going at it hard here with this cold. Cold and clear is perfect for us. Lousy for skiing, but good for making ice.
Some of the volunteers behind the Prince George Outdoor Ice Oval, they have been heading out every day this week getting things ready for the grand opening of the oval, which happens tomorrow. Public skating Saturday and Sunday from 1 until 4 o'clock. And don't worry, there's an indoor area for you to put your skates on. For more information and a video of that ice being made, you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/daybreaknorth.